Electric scooter revolution hits Europe. Zero Motorcycles has finally delivered on its promise with the new LS1 scooter, a vehicle that not only reduces environmental impact but also delivers a fun riding experience. The company's new scooter is designed for navigating hyperurban environments and harnesses the benefits of electric power to provide a practical urban tool. With its ability to deliver a two-wheeler that is both environmentally friendly and enjoyable to ride, Zero Motorcycles has set a new standard in the industry. Despite recent setbacks in the UK and EU's pledge to ban new petrol-fueled vehicles by 2035, an electric future still feels inevitable, especially for commuters navigating city centre traffic. Clean air zones and London's ULEZ are becoming increasingly punishing, making electric scooters like the LS1 a more relevant option. The UK's fuel price crisis and rising train prices have also made electric scooters a more appealing choice for those looking for an affordable and sustainable transportation solution. I recently had the opportunity to test ride the new Zero LS1 scooter in Brighton, navigating through heavy traffic on a sunny afternoon. The experience was both exhilarating and practical. Zero Motorcycles' evolution in Europe is a testament to its commitment to innovation and sustainability. Founded in Northern California in 2006, the company has adapted to changing market trends and consumer demands. The move to Amsterdam marked a significant shift for Zero, with the brand acknowledging that most models are now built in the Philippines. However, this change also allowed Zero to focus on smaller, A1-license-friendly vehicles like the LS1 scooter. As an industry pioneer, Zero Motorcycles' decision to target riders in cities like Paris and London is a strategic move to capitalize on growing demand for electric mobility solutions. The LS1 scooter's £4,500 price tag may seem steep, but considering its practicality and fun riding experience, it offers a compelling value proposition for urban commuters.